You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everyone okay?
I think.
I think so too.
I feel great.
Are you okay?
No. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are we recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we need to do any warm up? Any?
Yeah, I think I could use a warm up.
Okay. Say it with me. Ready?
I know. Yeah.
Wait, warm up's a good idea.
I'll say Keith Urban loves Nicole Kidman. We'll say it all at the same time. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Keith Urban loves Nicole Kidman. How do we feel? Worse?
Much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Okay, great.
Hey guys, welcome to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Happy Halloween. Woo!
We went all out.
We have one of our spookiest guests that's ever joined the podcast today. One of our dear pals, Alex Earl.
Yay!
Hi. Woo. Alex, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I'm
such
really
a fan of the pod.
Really?
My roommate Kristen is always listening to BNC, so it's always been like blasting throughout my apartment.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
Really?
So I'm happy to be here.
Okay, I'm glad.
Thanks for having me. And this is so fun. This is the Halloween episode.
This is the Halloween episode. And obviously you came in dressed up and Brooke and I had to go to our costume drawer, our costume barrel, and dig stuff out.
I was stressed out that you guys were going to have prosthetics on and I was only going to have a witch hat.
We had that conversation. We were like, we can't be fully, you know, I can't be in a bald cap with all of these like grotesque ears and noses attached to me.
I would have loved that.
And then us just be like staring at you the whole time. And the prosthetics are hard. We talk about prosthetics all the time here. And you're getting prosthetics, you just said.
I'm getting prosthetics tomorrow, and I need to know the process.
Well,
where? Can you say? Like, where are the prosthetics going?
On my face.
Yeah,
I'm doing the Cheshire Cat. Are you guys coming to the party?
Here's the thing, Alex.
What?
I don't know if you know about my personality, but I want to.
Okay.
I might be tired.
Okay. We'll wake you up.
Okay. And I also just had a baby.
No, you didn't.
Doesn't she look good postpartum?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
This is fake. No, I know this is fake. You're tricking.
I mean, he's a cat.
Oh, okay.
But he is a baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I am a new mother. I don't
so
know.
She has,
you can bring the cat.
I was going to ask, like, is there a spot for a litter box at the club?
There's an upstairs part, yeah. The cat
could. Okay. Fit. Maybe we could do like a brand deal with Litter Robot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll think about it. But I do really want to go. It's just a matter of exhaustion.
It's Friday, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tomorrow. Right? Today's Friday?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to go to Atlanta, you guys. I got to do some shows in Atlanta. I'm excited about. What time?
Yeah.
In the afternoon. Atlanta's as far as New York City. The flight is just as far as New York City to get to Atlanta. It's across the whole country.
Atlanta.
Georgia. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't know either.
I'm bad at geography.
There's another Atlanta.
I thought Atlanta, to me, I thought that was a
no,
state.
No, I don't know.
There's another Georgia.
I never know country. When things are a state.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to bring up military, but one time when I heard that there was a war and it was hitting Georgia, I said, that's here. how far away? I'm looking up Georgia. I'm like, that's two states away. I'm in Texas. Like,
is there a country?
The country of Georgia. Yeah.
There's the country of Georgia, which I learned because once someone told me that I look like I'm from Georgia, like Georgian, and I
Georgian?
Was like, I don't know how to
I've never
take
heard of
that at all, because I was thinking the state, but it's in the Middle East.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Like next to Turkey and stuff.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to learn new things.
No, the thing about this podcast,
we'll learn.
It's okay not to know that Georgia is a country and a state.
It's a safe space to learn new
and
things.
And we learn things all the time.
Okay, yeah. Great.
But Atlanta.
Atlanta, that's
an American.
That's going to be one we get in trouble for.
Yeah.
So when did you get in?
The day before yesterday.
Day before
Tuesday.
Yesterday. Are Tuesday you jet lagged?
No, I don't usually get jet lagged. I feel like I'm just...
Do you experience being tired?
I do. But like, I don't know. In terms of, everyone always asks that with like, I don't know, things are exciting, so.
Yeah, no, that's a great mindset. And I'm someone who like loves to nap. And I always get a little nervous. I'm like,
I'm not a good
maybe
napper.
Sleep when you're dead kind of thing.
I'm not
but
a
I also
napper.
Love to sleep when I'm alive too. So I don't know.
They need to induce like a small underground experience, coffin style, just like induced coma.
I have always induced coma.
Called die for a sec.
Just a minute.
Die for a minute. We're going to induce you in a coma. You're going to take the best nap of your life. You're going to be out like a rock.
Yeah.
And then we're going to bring you back.
Induce nap time.
But would like putting you out like that catch you up on sleep?
I think that you probably wouldn't wake. Like, I don't think I don't even know if we have that technology. We do. People get induced in comas all the time.
That's called anesthesia.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you dream in anesthesia?
I think
that's a great question. Have you ever been in it?
In anesthesia? Have you ever had the anesthesia experience? Yeah. When I got my wisdom teeth out,
But you're not fully under that.
Are you guys
that.
Both with wisdom teeth?
I'm with.
You're without?
I'm without. I'll tell you in a second.
Did you pass out?
Yeah, they gave me the anesthesia, but they didn't give me enough, so I woke up early. Did this happen to you?
Yep.
And like I was awake and they were in my mouth and I kind of was like, wait, I'm getting my wisdom teeth out, but like I could see their hands and feel them in my mouth.
Full blown. I was wondering
and
if anyone
like,
else
this
in the world
bitch didn't give me enough.
Has ever experienced this. That's crazy. I literally was sitting there. And I'm like, hold up. They're in my mouth, you know? And then I felt you could feel them in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like the pressure. And the thing about wisdom teeth, I know everyone's asleep when they get their wisdom teeth out. And this is going to be a lot. So just like.
Constance, my hands are going clammy.
T-dubs, like disturbing.
Wait,
skip,
I don't like this stuff.
Skip 30 seconds. They don't just pull the tooth out.
Okay.
They break it out in pieces.
Okay.
So like, I'm watching these teeth come out of my mouth and I look down and they're putting them just right on my chest. And they're like, you're doing so good. And I'm like, why am I here? Why am I a part?
But were you out at one point?
I passed out after.
That's laughing. Like, that's twilight anesthesia. So you're not fully under.
Oh.
I think my mom, who's just like an anti-medicine freak, was like, give him. And she also never let me take any of my painkillers afterwards. She was just giving me Advil, just telling me it was my pain meds, but it was Advil. She put
my mom's like that too. Yeah. My mom's like, let's take as least as possible.
It's crazy. And I was like, why am I still in so much pain? Because they said these were good. And she's like, I have no idea.
Well, do you know like some painkillers are just like four Advils in one pill?
Yeah, but she's giving me one Advil.
Okay.
And just the Advil.
One Advil is like a damn Tic Tac to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always get stressed out about Advil and stuff. Like I'm always apprehensive to take it.
Unfortunately, what, like stomach? I'm too comfortable.
I don't know. Like, I just am always like, I'll just do it without. I don't know.
I'm like that, aren't I? I'm like that.
Yeah.
Because my mom has absolutely brainwashed me into not taking pain medication. It's like, stare at the sun for a little bit and your headache will go away. So with, you said you don't do jet, or wait, did you want to talk about wisdom teeth or I was going to say jet lag.
I think I'm done with wisdom teeth.
Okay.
Around the room and everyone was like this, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Are you one of those people that's like jet lag is a mindset?
Kind of.
Oh no.
But like, no, not like all the way. I did get jet lagged when I went from Paris to LA and I was kind of out of it, but I mean, I feel like you can adjust pretty quickly with some coffee. Are you a coffee drinker?
I'm a coffee drinker.
I need like three cups. I'm on my second cup right now, which is why I'm kind of having like
You're
a
having
mini
jitters?
Heart attack and my hands are sweating. But I wanted to be able to speak on here.
You drink through that.
Yeah.
I slept, not just to make this whole podcast about me, I slept so good last night. I know everyone's wondering. But I was trying to watch this video that's like, calm down, fall asleep. Because for some reason, I was just like, my eyes were just open. And before the precursor on the YouTube video was, come on down to Old Navy and shop our back to school must-haves. And I was falling asleep saying that to myself. And I woke up, first thing in my head, I don't think I opened my eyes. Come on down to Old Navy, top our back to school must-haves. And I can't stop saying it in my head the whole rest of the day. And now it's transformed into that TikTok sound that's like, oops, got your clit. Come on down to Old Navy. No, I can't stop saying
it. Wait, I haven't got heard your clit. Got your clit.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Wait, was it like ASMR?
It's these binaural beats, which is like hertz, and it's like frequencies. Binaural beats. My roommate that did a lot of shrooms in college really believed in these binaural beats. And then I was like, well, there's got to be something to it. But turns out, like, I think he was just fried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think there's anything to it.
I've been doing sleep ASMR recently.
What's that? Brooke's doing that.
On TikTok?
I've been putting on squirrels and birds with my cat. So I've been falling asleep to like chewing on nuts and... chewing on nuts, if you will, and birds chirping.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I kind of like it.
The chewing, that would drive me up a wall.
You have
misophonia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So does he. Yeah.
Really bad,
I
but
can't
not
do it.
Not with animals. Like I think that people who slurp or chew, even with their mouth closed, like if you have a cavernous mouth and like it echoes, even
who
with your
doesn't
mouth,
have a cavernous mouth?
A lot of people don't. A lot of people have little petite mouths. And you can't hear when they chew.
Does cavernous mean big?
Yeah, like they're chewing, and I'm like, I can't even tell you to chew quieter because your mouth's shut. Like you're doing your damn best. But don't mind me scooting to the other end of the table.
Yeah, no.
Out of putting myself first, you know, like I have to protect my peace. Mm-hmm. Now, when a person does that, or when they squeeze a water bottle, or like when they're drinking out of
my gosh.
And they go like this.
So you're describing
the liquid is coming. The liquid is coming. You don't gotta sip it. It's coming. Gravity works.
No, the crunching of a water bottle.
The crunching of a water. I know. I'm not talking about you directly.
You are.
I spent the weekend with my dad, and he does all that, and I think he does it now because he knows it bugs me. Now, when you're talking about chewing nuts, and it's a squirrel doing it, preparing for a long winter, or if it's my dog eating watermelon, and it's like, I'm not even gonna do it. I want that. I want that to be 60 minutes long.
You can.
I will
that.
Say it doesn't bother me as much with like dogs and chewing. I think it's a little bit cuter.
It is.
It is cuter.
It scratches
it
like an itch. Like like people that watch Trisha Paytas, and it's like it scratches an itch on my brain. I want Trisha Paytas as a dog to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
that would do it for me.
Yeah,
call me crazy.
Yeah,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I used to have to go to therapy, though, because me and my mom would get in fights for her gulping water.
They were like, you have an issue, Connor. Like, this isn't everybody else's problem every time we have a meal that we chew and you can't deal with it. And I'm like,
yeah.
I wish I wasn't like this.
No, family dinners are brutal. I'm or
like,
any dinner.
I need a beta blocker to have a meal with you. You know, like, I know it shouldn't bug me. I hate that about me.
And you know what's really bad is I'm probably the worst. Like, I do it myself.
It's very much, what's it called when you don't like when someone else does it, but you do it? Hypocritical.
Yeah. Hypocritical. I was trying to think of that, but I couldn't think of that.
I was stuck. I
had that word ready to use.
I almost said heterosexual.
Speaking of heterosexual, are you bi-coastal?
What?
Wait. Kind of. I got a place here.
You got a place here?
Yay!
Oh my God.
Do you like LA?
Like, have been so obsessed with it, but I think maybe it's my commitment issues. Now that I have a place here, I'm like, New York would have been so much better.
Well, okay.
But I do like it here. I just think it's like, I'm scared of being lonely.
Yeah.
Because all my friends are in Miami.
Right.
And New York.
Right.
Well, so, luckily, LA has some of the most...
friends here.
LA has some of the most real, down-to-earth, trustworthy people.
Yep.
That in the world. They're so real.
That is the... If that ain't the damn truth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Do you guys think it's hard making friends here?
I think that I think the issue is that people I think you can make really good friends here. I think the issue is that it's so spread out. Like people call, this is a Robbie Hoffman quote. LA is a city because it's big. It's not a city at all. Right. Are you 8 years old? It is like five separate cities that they call LA. So I live in Venice and Brooke lives in West Hollywood. That's 45 minutes away. And
we're fully long distance.
It is huge.
And that's with no traffic. Yeah. So if I like need to go there for a dinner or something, I need to be in an Uber or driving by 4:30 if it's at 7.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get there and park, which is just your whole day. So people talk about like if you have a doctor's appointment or dentist appointment or a meeting at 2, go ahead and cancel all your other plans for the morning and the afternoon because you're not going to be able to make anything.
No, but like that doesn't bother me as much because I feel like I grew up, my high school was 30 minutes away from me, and then Miami's not as big as here, but it also is like going out to the clubs would be like 30 minutes away when we were in college. So I feel like I'm like pretty used to a drive. So it doesn't bother me as much. But some people, they hear 30 minutes and they're like, I can't go.
You know you have 30 minutes.
What?
See, is that another sound? I have brain rot. You know you have 30 minutes. Nobody? Let's move on.
Yes. No, I get it.
So
good. I get it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know.
But is it hard to make a sound?
I don't think I initiate. I don't think I had the right enunciation on the sound.
I don't
can
think
anyone
he's
do
the
it?
Tone.
You're all
can
good.
You do it?
Is it hard to make
you know
a friend in LA?
You know you have 30 minutes.
Okay?
You know you have 30 minutes.
Okay, sorry.
You know you have 30 minutes. Is it hard making friends in LA?
Really?
A little bit. I think it is. Because I don't know if it's hard making friends in LA or it's hard making friends as an adult. Because
I think making friends as an adult.
You can't do. Yeah. I guess you can do play dates, like go and get a coffee, but it's just, it's not the same.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. I'm like, if I didn't have my friends from college, like how would I make friends?
Like I moved here with, like I knew Connor, like we lived together. So like I knew him and then through him met a lot of people. And if I didn't know him, I don't know how I'd have one friend.
Yeah.
Truly.
No, but it is weird. And people ask me all the time or write into my podcast and they're like, how do you make friends? And like, I feel like it has to be more so like you're going to like workout class together.
Yeah.
It's like you can't be out with someone and be like, want to hang out? I mean, you can, but like,
and it sucks,
it's scary.
Like people do that. Like people will do that to me all the time and they'll be like so friendly and kind and be like, let's get coffee or like, let's do this. And I'm just like, I don't really want to. But I really have respect for what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what you have to do. Like I really respect your hustle right now, but unfortunately,
I'm all hustled.
I can't make it.
I'm not in the market.
Right. I already hustled.
It is hard when you like have your friends to make new friends. I thought about that too. I was like, should I be making more friends?
I think when you feel content with the friend group you have, like you're not
closed off
to making new friends, but like if the right person comes,
right.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Mm-hmm. There has to be that spark.
This person is striking. Yeah.
That initial spark on impact.
I'm like, and it's also fun when you're like, I could see this person hanging out with my friends, you know, until they start hanging out with your friends without you. And then you have to you have to kill them with a gun.
Yeah. I have an LA question too about friends, because this is just like the craziest concept to me. But like, do you ever get people that are just like, oh, do you want to collab? Like not like hang out, it's just like collab.
When I first moved here, it was really tough.
I've seen like, I don't know, you see people like making TikToks or videos together and like I'll hang out with someone that like also is on social media if I feel like we'd be friends and I like them. Yeah. But like I would never hang out with someone just to like make a video. And this girl DM'd me the other day and she seemed so sweet, but she was just like, hey, I'm in LA, like let me know if you want to collab. And I see her like making videos with other people and I'm like, this is weird. Like, this is like, do you just hang out and you're just like, oh, okay. Like
you're on a collab.
Yeah.
Trip.
But like, you don't like, what do you, you're not hanging out. You're just making videos.
Right. It's a work. Yeah. It's a work opportunity.
But that's so weird.
I agree.
And I don't think I could do it.
I don't want to collab.
I don't want to. No. Yeah.
I don't want
to
collab.
Like in general, no, we're not looking to collab right now. Thank you for your interest.
I also think that those videos, like when you see those people doing those videos, in comparison to people hanging out with their genuine friends.
Right.
You can tell that it's impersonal.
Yeah.
You can tell it's a collab.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, looking for genuine friendship.
I would just
not
be too awkward to collab like that.
Like, what do you do when
like,
the camera
I think,
off?
Like, I also would never be able to say, like, would you want to collab with me? Like, sure, there's some people I'm like, would love to make a video with you, but like.
Let's hang out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if the camera comes out, it comes out.
Yeah.
I had a similar situation to that we can offline about. It's really funny.
I've started using just the word collab to reference like hooking up
and having sex,
like did y'all collab last night?
yeah
that feels better to me
than
using it for its original
collabing
intention.
With body on body collab,
you don't even have to you can just say collab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I want to know if you guys can see how much I'm sweating. I'm just kidding. Well, you're wearing leather. I'm wearing something that's totally breathable and I'm soaked. The scarf is really not.
No, I'm still clammy.
Adding a layer that I wasn't prepared for, deodorant-wise. I want to know about EDM.
Oh, God.
I want to know about EDM. And that's going to sound stupid, but I saw that you were talking. Oh, someone reposted a video you made about dubstep and was like, I scared the girls last night. Because dubstep and EDM, and this is a lesson Brooke is going to learn as we talk to each other. So Brooke is staring as if we have now started talking in French.
No, EDM, I love learning new things.
My friends are laughing because like I'm the wrong person to ask about this. Like I love this stuff, but like, no, I just like, I don't know where I am for a lot of things. Yeah. With, like, movies, actors, anyone famous. I feel like I'm like out of the loop. Listening to music too. Like I don't really listen to music a lot of the time.
I see you listening to music and I see your
I love going to like a festival, but like if I'm driving in the car, I'm usually like in dead silence. But EDM is like the genre and then like dubstep's like a subgenre.
Yeah. Okay.
So like it's a type, right?
So I've gone to a couple shows. I go through phases where I'm like, this is my new life. I went to Snow Globe. I went to sleep. I'm not even like I need to go to sleep right now. It's too late. I was like, oh, these are like people. These are special ops. These are Navy SEALs out here and they're going to stay up till 8 a.m. in this forest. At 1 a.m. I go, oh, no, I can't feel my legs. I have to go home. But then John Summit has entered the chat with Subtronics, and Subtronics made a video.
Oh, so good.
With I Have
Is
Perks.
Subtronics a person?
Woo,
they made
a DJ.
One I
or a
Perks?
Genre.
They made an yeah. He made an
That's
I Have
so
Purse
cool.
edit, and he played it at what's the Miami Music Festival?
Ultra.
He played it at Ultra. I was like, this is a joke, because it was just this huge audience, and
Wait,
I was
I
like, that's
this.
My voice, you know.
And were you there?
No.
On site?
No, hell oh. no. I was in bed. But
you guys should come to Ultra.
Yay!
It's actually the best time ever. It'll
change
your life.
I'll hold Brooke in a baby Bjorn and her legs and arms will be out like this and we'll...
I'm telling you, even if you don't like this stuff, you'll like it.
Yeah.
It's just like the most friendly environment. Yeah. You'll feel so safe.
Yes, totally. I'll be there.
No, you have to go.
I will.
I've been recruiting people all year.
Like, I will go. I'm so
he
open.
Will go.
I'm a yes man.
I just said yes too, so... Me too.
I'm holding you to this.
I came out to that new song that Subtronics and John, I almost said John Mayer and Subtronics. Subtronics and John Legend, what's his name?
Summit.
I'm doing it again. Holy shit. Subtronics. What's his name? Subtronics. And
Connor's been having
John
Summit.
Summit.
What are those like little.
I'm taking the scarf off. Scarf's gone.
What are those like little. TBI.
Was that tuberculosis?
Or TMI or something.
TMI.
No, something in a brain glitch.
We need to call it. We need to call it right
brain
now.
Glitch.
We're not going to get anywhere.
What?
Someone's like, he's glitching. I'm like, I'm having like signs of early onset stroke.
Yeah. So don't worry if he glitches. It happens.
One guy commented, everyone laughing. He having stroke.
Wait. This stresses
me out.
Finally,
I have an ally.
It gives me anxiety.
I'm fine. I just like.
I get anxiety about people like passing out and freaking out. So I always have to bring food with me. Like I have hard-boiled eggs in my purse right now.
Oh, that's a girl after my own heart.
Just in case anything goes wrong. So
let
if
us
you need a hard-boiled egg.
Let us know if you need it. I'll swallow it whole like a hungry boa constrictor.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I was coming out to my last show when John and Subtronics came out with Slow Down, Grab
Gas
the Wall.
Pedal?
gas pedal. And I'm like, I'm gonna switch it up. I usually come out pretty chill because I know I'm like, I don't want to like, I come out to that one. I'm feeling really good. Boop, 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 boop. I'm coming out. And I got on stage and I go, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't want to set the expectations in this room. Like, I'm going to somehow be able to live up to that song. I don't have a single joke that warranted that song to walk out to. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, you were on stage?
I'm on stand up.
We had actually thought
stand-up
you were
right.
At Ultra.
Oh my God.
Right,
for some reason, I thought you were still talking about Ultra or something. Ultra. And I was like, where
was I? Was actually at a comedy club with 350 people
okay.
in it.
Okay, okay.
And I came out to that song. Actually, like a lot of people were like, what? Is he?
And you chose that song?
I chose it because I was like, let's bring really kind of like come out and have fun mm-hmm. and like get the crowd. You know, they're sitting and they're having Cabernet and tiramisu. Like, they didn't really need to hear Subtronics right then with mm-hmm. the bass all the way up. So like, lesson learned, you have to try new things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll never do that again. I would have had better luck coming out to John Mayer, like Waiting on the World to Change.
So what's your song
Subtronics
now?
I've been coming out to Dare, Girls by the Dare.
What's that?
I like the girls that do drugs, the girls
oh,
with cigarettes
yeah,
in the back
so
of the club.
You. That's so you.
Yeah, that kind of makes more sense for
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like any songs that have words in them? Like, what's your go-to?
I know, prefer for them to have words.
Yeah.
Or a little bit of words.
Slow down.
As opposed
pedal.
To like...
Oh, I guess EDM has words too sometimes. Sorry, I smacked you with my wand.
No, it's okay. It does have words sometimes. There's some that are more like house music that's just the beats, which mm-hmm. I feel like you really have to be in a vibe for personally.
Yeah.
I like words though. I like when I'm going out to like sing and dance.
Yeah. Yeah. What about like a song that would be on like Hits One radio station?
Like Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah. Like, do you listen to just
I love
that
Sabrina
kind of
Carpenter.
Music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
She's so really good. And yeah, I want to go to her tour.
I like her.
I do too.
It looks really good.
I kind of was like, oh, I like this song. And then I was like, oh, I know every word to this song.
I wouldn't be a pop star.
I was like, I'm
gonna, you
really? Could. You totally,
you totally could.
I can't sing.
You couldn't
don't
do the
to.
Short and sweet tour. You'd have to do like the tall and like,
if I could lip sync the whole thing, I would do it.
You could.
You totally could.
It's been done.
Okay. It's done.
I lip sync all my jokes on tour. I just say watermelon over and over again. You could do it. Okay.
You
totally
really
do
could.
It.
Do you dance?
Yeah, she does
I used
dance.
To dance.
She just posted a dancing video.
Sorry.
I used
just
to
like
dance.
Try to keep up. I'll try to keep up with Alex Earle.
I will try. I have been keeping up with Alex Earle. I've been obsessed with your, like, the great thing about you is your, as a lot of things, but your ads, like, I'm genuinely, like, so dialed
in.
My ads?
Yeah, your ads. I've been watching your Armani
okay.
ads because you're so good at using concealer.
Thank
which
you.
Which is a really specific compliment. But whenever I need to cover something up, it gets more red and flaky.
Yeah.
Not to like use the word flaky right now, but you're just so good at it. And I just like don't know. I
Thanks.
Just watch
I've
you and
always
in
had really bad skin. So it's like it's like a master.
Yeah.
It's like a master. I'm a master at
you're
it now.
You're a mastermind. Yeah. I used to like have really bad acne all over my cheeks. And when I would try to cover it up, it mm-hmm. just it would just draw attention to it.
Yeah. That's also
so
how I
skill.
Got into makeup and probably my bad skin, and then dance competitions. You had to put on a lot of makeup.
I put lotion on for the first time in some time because you were coming on. It reminded me to put lotion on my face.
And I used some concealer.
So thank you. Your impact.
Yeah, you do.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah, but you'll notice there's a little flaky red dot. That's where the concealer is.
I think your skin looks amazing.
It's really sweet, Alex, but there's a flaky red dot. So, but I bet there wouldn't be with Armani.
Luminous Silk Concealer.
I was on my walk this morning, and first of all, I'm a little shaken up because I used to almost get hit by cars a lot, like a lot more frequently than I do now. And last night I had a run-in with a vehicle. And
were you drunk?
No, I was on a run.
Oh.
And I was telling everyone on my story, I was like, so there's a run club. And I'm like vehemently against run clubs. Did I say that right?
Not vehemently. Really.
I don't know like
but
half
it's fine.
The words.
Vehemently?
You know, I think it's vehemently, but we totally knew what you meant, and that's what words are
vehemently?
About.
I did not know.
You know what? I'm really against run clubs
yeah.
in my heart. I don't know why. Like, there's something guttural about them. Mm-hmm. Everyone's way too, like, I feel like everyone's way too horny. And I'm just like, I kind of want to do that by myself. not be horny by myself. Just like
run clubs.
Not I want to run by myself.
Run clubs are scary.
They're scary.
There's one outside my apartment, and it's like you will get run over if you're like on the sidewalk.
It reminds me of the Lion King when they drop like, his dad, and he
can
just
you
trample.
Even run with this many people around you? Just do it alone.
My thing is like, if I want to slow down or stop, like I don't want a group of people to pass me or like know that I stopped. Mm-hmm. So I run. I know their route. I run one block. I run in the alley and I can see their pace. So I like, keep up with them. Then I almost get hit by the car. So I think I'm going to start running on the path with them. But the guy yelled at him. I was like, really, bro? And I was like, you almost hit me. I was not looking, wearing all black at mm-hmm. night. My fault. And he goes, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, my God. I'm going to think about that for a week.
That's like if you honk at an old person.
I felt bad that he almost hit me. It's not his fault. It's my fault. Like I wish he would have hit me. I deserved it.
That goes to show you, like, whenever someone is rude to you, kill them with kindness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you yourself are killed with kindness, that really is the only thing that works.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
But I was on my walk this morning, almost got hit by a car, and I go, I'm going to wait this one out. I'm not going to say a word. But I was walking, and I was looking at Halloween directions. Decorations. Sorry. Vehement decorations. The vehement decorations in L.A., and I was like, some of these are cute. There's a skeleton kind of like with a Macarena's. Maracas.
I didn't even know.
There's a skeleton with maracas. I was like, that is fun. And
now that
is fun. And then the next one is like a bloody half corpse climbing up someone's second balcony. Like I was like, where do we draw the line? Also, how do people with decorations that are grotesque, how do you sleep for the rest of the year knowing you've got half a corpse in your closet, like in on Easter? Like,
yeah.
Oh, we got to walk past the closet with the corpse in it. How do you sleep in your house knowing that?
No, that's a good question.
It's a good question, right?
It's a great question.
I appreciate the people, though, who decorate.
Okay. So that's the question. Decorate over the top, grotesquely? Like, I'm having my morning coffee, kind of just like listening to Tom Misch, thinking about my devotions, focusing on breathing. And then seeing a corpse, I'm like, that kind of throws me off. Like, not what I want to see in the morning.
It depends.
But I do appreciate people being in the spirit.
Me too. I like it. And because in Miami, I feel like it doesn't feel as Halloween there just because it's like the palm trees. I mean, kind of same thing here. It's like you don't really have all the leaves and stuff. I'm from Jersey. Where are you guys from?
Texas and Philly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Love. But anywho, I was driving to my boyfriend's house the other day and there was a Halloween decoration, but it was like a bald man in a suit, like holding some basket or something, and I almost crashed the car. Like,
yeah,
it was so, but it didn't even look like Halloween. It just looked like a scary, creepy man.
A man,
but
with a basket.
Yeah,
yeah. It's worse when it's warm out. It's scarier because it's like,
yeah,
not
it's like it the Halloween directions don't like play in Miami.
Yeah.
One thing about New Jersey is that I don't have a bad word to say about New Jersey. All my friends that I've met from, like, every one of my, I have so many close friends from Jersey.
Because we're the best.
What? Because you're the best. I literally have not met, I have nothing bad to say about Jersey, one. Nothing bad to say about people I know from Jersey, two. Nothing bad about any experience I've had in Jersey, three. One thing about people from Jersey, they say, oh yeah, I'm going to move across the street from my parents when I get older. Like, they all want to move back to Jersey.
Yeah. They all do.
It's I've never experienced something where, like, people are like, yeah, I'll be moving back. Like, my plan, my heart is set. I'm out of the city. I'm out of LA. Actually, they only live in New York or LA, maybe Florida. But
it
they're
is
all
pretty
moving
perfect
back to
there.
Jersey.
I was home maybe 2 weekends ago, and just, like, being back, I was like, I could see myself moving back here. And I'm the person that's like, I want to move out. I don't know if I would because I don't like the winters, but it just has, like, the best for, like, a hometown vibe.
So
has everything you
damn
need.
True. Mm-hmm. Halloween in Jersey must be so sweet.
Oh my God. I went home a few weekends ago and I was feeling the same way with the leaves falling. I was like, I think I'll
yeah.
just move back.
No, it's probably so comforting.
It really is.
I'm going to miss both the Halloween weekends because I'm going to go to Boston after my Atlanta shows and do Halloween with my baby cousins.
Oh, sweet.
I think it's a decision that I'm making now, and then I'm going to see all of y'all's Instagram stories at like some sick freaking wrist bending fun thing, and I'm going to be carving a pumpkin and telling myself this is where I should be right now. But in my heart, I'm going to be like, I want to take a shot.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you taking like a break from partying or something?
No, I've been on tour for like a long time, and I haven't really done anything like fun, really like sending moments. And I think a part of me is like, I'm nervous to like do
get back
it.
Into
yeah.
It.
I probably since I saw you in Montauk, which shan't be talked about on the
I was going to say, I'm not sure when we're going to bring that night up.
This was
a really dark night.
For
you as well?
Yes.
You experienced darkness too?
Wait, I don't know what you're going to say.
He experienced darkness.
I can't say everything that I have to say.
Okay.
I can't either, but like there was like a black aura in the whole club.
There was a black aura that came out of my body onto my bed. That dry cleaning had to experience my black aura.
I have to like walk off.
The black Damn. Aura was within us all. Some of us it came out of on the cab on the
I'm
way home.
I'm sorry, I went through that.
I Were mean, you there when Hunter fell on the table?
I was there when Hunter fell onto an extra large basil pizza. And then it was funny because I was like, did Hunter get a basil shirt? Because it looked like he had been, did Hunter get a pizza shirt? Because he had must have fallen.
He's like, Hunter's like the biggest guy ever. Yeah. I actually wasn't even there for this part, but I just heard about it so many times that I feel like I was there.
You know what's weird? I was like, why do I smell basil? I look at Hunter's back. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, it was on his back?
Yeah, he felt.
That makes it better.
I think he felt like completely flat back onto it. And he big.
He's
like,
huge. Big guy. Like a big guy.
The surface area that Hunter's back covers is like it would crush a sedan.
What was the context leading up to it?
That's the part that I don't want
to. I wasn't there.
Your Snapchat story, the photos you chose.
No,
that
I don't
included
know.
Me.
I don't
Jail
know.
Jail for you.
I know.
I reported them on Snapchat.
Really? Do you know it was my most
harassment and bullying for Alec Girl.
It was my most viewed Snapchat ever.
I'm sure because it included.
What was it?
It included the black aura.
Brooke,
I was like this.
I was like.
On her Snapchat story, I was like, maybe she doesn't have that many followers. Like, God, it's me, Margaret. Please pray that she doesn't have that many Snapchat subscribers.
No, that night was really scary. And the thing is, we got up the next morning. It was one of those nights where we're like, oh, we can't go out that much because, or like that hard mm-hmm. because we were getting up to go to Mykonos the next morning. So it was such a dark night. And I was like, that was like the worst vibes ever. But like in a fun way, but.
And it was incredible meeting you in person that night as well.
That was your first
time. Did you think we had black aura?
No, I thought I brought that with me. Someone else in our group, not our group, but like someone
you
else.
You might have brought it.
No, I went in there with the best of intentions. In fact, I met you guys at the door. We went in together.
Yeah.
So someone up in that area that we're in within our 10-foot radius brought that in. And I think it might have been Cuba Gooding Jr. because he was living.
It's always Cuba.
Everything comes up Cuba. You know what's funny is when I met him in that area, I go, what's your name? Because I sat down, because I always need to sit. Every 10 minutes, I sit down. And I sat down next to him. He's like, sit closer to me. And I was like, why? I sat closer to him. He's like, well, my name's Cuba. And I was like, that's a cool name. And then I was like, I know another Cuba, Gooding Jr. Whipped. It was him. I said, you are one of my favorite actors. Me lying. Quick. Me lying. Me when I lie. Cool runnings. Right?
Yeah. Oh my God. I wish he had asked you to name one of your favorite Cuba pieces.
Imagine me saying Cool Runnings from 2002.
Oh, that's a Cuba movie? Yeah. I've never heard
it's
of
a,
it.
It's a,
I thought that this was a saying the whole time. Yeah. That it was like, oh, Cuba Gooding Jr.
No, he.
Like, I thought you got it was like.
That was a night. It was pretty Cuba Gooding Jr. It wasn't crazy. It was pretty Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, cool.
Well, we had.
He was there?
He was there every night. It was almost like he slept there and just reincarnated every day, every night. He was a lot of places that night. Him and Chris Humphries, I saw every single day. I saw Chris Humphries in my sleep. I wake up, I go to Round Swamp, get a lasagna.
Oh Francois.
He's ducking his head because he's so tall, trying to get into that grocery store.
Why can't I place Chris Humphries?
He was the one that was married to Kim Kardashian for 11 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I do know. Yeah.
Looks like Frankenstein's creature a little. Can I say that or not really? Just because the shape of his head.
No, you're totally fine.
Okay.
Frankenstein's creature.
Oh, my God. It's up there.
Do you know Frankenstein is actually the doctor?
Frankenstein's...
And Frankenstein's monster is the monster.
Frankenstein's monster, Yassified.
Yeah. I've been doing the Disney Channel thing the entire episode.
I've been watching it. I'm in trance.
Sorry. Okay, we got some submissions that I want to run by you, Alex, but really quickly, should I do my poop thing or no, Connor?
I think you should do your poop thing. I feel like we've established enough rapport that it's okay if we talk about poop.
Oh, sure.
Well, we weren't going to, because that is something that ends up coming up on this podcast. Like, we try to, like, put it off a little bit. Usually ends up coming around the 16-minute mark.
Like, prepared for this.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. But I was talking to Connor this morning, and I was like, I'm going to tell you this right now, because I don't want to talk about it with Alex, because maybe I shouldn't bring up poop right away with a new friend. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no, save it. So here it is.
Make us closer.
Yeah, it will.
I think so.
Why don't dogs and cats have to wipe?
That's a great question that you brought up.
Because my baby, Jonathan, had his first explosion last night. And I was like, oh, you're not putting that butt on my pillow.
Yeah.
So I went and got like a wet paper towel and like to wipe him off. And why was there nothing on the paper towel?
Brooke, I can't.
That's a good.
I don't know.
Like, I was going to say, I feel like some owners may wipe.
Like, we let our dogs and cats like come right back onto the couch after doing something so ungodly.
Maybe it's like their
sphincter.
Anatomy.
Maybe that's the word you're looking for.
I was wondering when we had buzzword sphincter. I was like, I'm wondering if she's going to slip in sphincter here. You slipped it in. Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
It has to be something within that's able to.
It's maybe like just the way it is.
And that, it's just like,
yeah.
Wait, do you know one time I had a goat that died because it didn't have a butthole?
Oh,
that is a
no.
Really
I did not know that.
Shame.
It was.
Did he not have a colostomy bag?
It was a little baby goat, and we didn't know what was wrong with it. Like it, I mean, we just didn't. I guess check.
You don't immediately.
I don't know. I wasn't there. So,
was this just like a domestic goat, or you had like a
we
farm?
Have some. We have like a little farm, and the goat started to like get sick, so we brought it to the doctor, and we noticed it didn't have a butthole, and it ended up, it was too late. It had been so worked up in there that...
Oh my gosh, toxic shock.
That happened to me this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm familiar with the goat's pain. That sucks. That's really sad.
It was really sad because I wanted to go home and meet the goat.
Never got a chance to meet him.
No.
Oh my God, he exploded beforehand. That's so sad. I'm sorry.
It didn't explode.
In a way.
Imploded.
That's so devastating. What a way to go.
Oh, that poor mama goat.
I've never heard of anything being born without a butthole. It's kind it of like Kyle XY.
He was like the runt of the litter.
Oh, he was the runt of the litter. That's so sad.
I know.
Oh, okay, let's move on to our submissions now that we got that out of the way.
I have one question for Alex right before we go.
Okay, go ahead, Connor.
This is one that I added in late. When's the last time you were on a ladder?
No.
Brooke hates when I ask this question. It's a great question.
I don't hate it.
Is this a trick question?
No, it's not a trick question. That's the thing.
I just saw the ladder over there and it reminded me to ask that question. It's a great, by the way, that is a great question to ask if you're just like, you know, like, what are we doing here? Like, when's the last time you're on a ladder? I can tell you mine.
I really
How about you start
you?
Us off?
My grandma got her spatula stuck on her roof.
What?
Because she was throwing it at a squirrel that had been stealing her stuff, her berries from her plants. She threw a spatula at it. So that was in Michigan. I had to go and get the spatula off the roof. And I guess that conversation really ends there. So we can go right to the submissions. unless the ladder question is really burning a hole in your pocket.
I don't have any ladder
stories. Did
you just
want to tell us that?
No.
I don't have any ladder stories either.
Okay.
You ready?
No, my Uber's almost here. I have to go. I really thought the ladder question was going to be larger than that.
He genuinely was talking about the ladder question before you got here. Like, really.
You know what? As a comedian, you do have to try new things.
Yes.
Like walk out to Subtronics.
Yes. Thank you.
So that was me really putting myself out there and really bearing it all. Thank you.
We loved
it. I'm surprised that she was strong enough to get like the spatula.
She threw that shit. I know.
She has an arm.
She really does.
Yeah.
98.
Wow. Years young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Years young. Aging is a blessing.
Exactly. Okay, so we asked people about their worst ghosting stories, which a lot of people took to mean like, oh, ghost, like spooky, but we meant like dating.
Oh, okay.
And then also hot takes.
Okay.
The hot takes also were
people
like...
People kind of struggle with the definition of hot take.
The hot takes were like, pizza's better cold, or they should bring back the death penalty. Like, it was really like two spectrums, so I tried to push them down the middle.
Okay.
I got, there was one I saw that was like, Dasani water is bad.
Oh.
And it's like, babe, where have you?
So my friend Sally, who's sitting over there, she's gonna freak out about this, got this water app that she's paying for, and it tells you like the ranks of water.
I'm already on your side, by the way.
No, it tells you the ranks of water of like if it's good for you or what it has in it. So she was like, Poland Springs, like the worst.
What
she said, Fiji. See, this is where it gets ridiculous. She said Fiji is like also really bad. We had this water today from the Aloe Gym, and it was, it had like a warning sign on it. It was like so bad, and like she was like, these are bad water, so she won't drink them. But I'm like, it's water.
Wait, what's
the
good water?
What does the app do? What do you scan the water bottle?
You just type it in, and it gives you like if there's like tap water in it, how much plastic is in it, and just like everything. And there's this big scale. And Poland Springs is my favorite water
because it has a taste.
So now she's really stressing me out about water.
And I was distraught when I found out. But like the only good water is like Saratoga Springs and like
I've heard
mountain
that.
Water and. And even smart water.
Everything's bad for you. Everything's bad for you.
Everything is bad for you.
I don't even care. I just have to start drinking water because I don't drink water.
Same.
I will go a day and have like this much water.
The app is called Oasis.
Wow.
I'll be downloading the app.
Drink water.
No, you don't need to pay to like.
And then
see
I never feel good enough.
Bad.
You know what? Imagine why.
You know what's funny is, and I just discovered that sparkling water has the same hydrating effects as normal water, and so I've been housing sparkling waters. Someone told me like you're gonna get kidney stones. So it's just like, should I just kill myself now? Or like, is the water going to kill me too? They're like, you drink too much water, you can drown. I'm like, no shit. They
you
also
can get, you can
water
overdose
poisoning.
On water.
Yeah. I
could
that.
Probably survive the longest without water.
Because like your body's not used to it.
I'm not used to water.
You like, know what else?
If I drink a bottle of water, I'd have to pee maybe 50 times.
That's good. That means you're healthy, I think.
No, unhealthy
you have, maybe you
because
have
I don't drink water.
In the reserves. Could be good.
Yeah.
Good and good for you.
I'm stocked up.
I will say about the water in LA. If you buy a plant from somewhere in LA and it has that thing that they put in the soil, it's like, it's this kind of plant, put it in this much sunlight, this much water. They say, do not give this plant tap water in Los Angeles. It will kill the plant. Fully, they don't tell us. I've been drinking tap water. Look at me.
Yeah, I only drink tap water, so.
I think tap water's fine.
I do, too.
I think, like, I'm not picky.
On the East Coast, New York has the best tap water in America, yeah. Which people don't know.
Do you ever feel like when you go to restaurants though and they ask you for like a bottle or tap, they like make you feel like
icky?
Like a peasant if you like get the tap water?
Yeah.
But like why would I pay for the bottle of water?
Exactly.
Well, I think in LA I need to get, just because that thing on my plant scared me, on my cactus. I'm like, cactuses are grown in like places with no water. And you're telling me I can't give this cactus is a
beggar
and a chooser?
Can't be chooser. Yeah.
Really? Oh, let's do the submissions, Brooke. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, you're good. Okay, this is a ghosting.
I'm excited.
Are you ready?
So we just react?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Whenever you feel called to chime in.
If you feel called.
Okay.
I was dating a guy and I ghosted him because we drove past the road where he had a car accident and he shuddered and it gave me the ick. Thoughts?
I get PTSD about stuff like that, so.
I feel like she's kind of a bitch.
I would really like that because it shows that he's in tune with his emotions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
He's having an emotional response.
Yeah.
And I would want to comfort him. That would be the opposite of an ick for me.
Maybe they just weren't close enough to where she wanted to see that.
Yeah. Or maybe emotional vulnerability scares her and she should think about that.
Yeah.
I feel like icks have become this thing where it's like, are we okay?
They just throw it out too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, no, you can't have an ick about everything. You're going to, that's going to like be the end of our civilization.
This was a really like stupid hot take. No offense at all to the person who sent it. No offense at all.
I'm sure you're great.
I know you're great. But it was hot take. Water tastes different depending on the brand.
It does.
Yeah. But the fact that was a hot take, it's like
some people,
that's just the point of the water having different brands. It tastes different.
Some people think it doesn't taste different.
Okay, maybe I'm stupid. And I want to send my apologies to this to this individual.
I have one.
For everything I said. Yeah.
This is also ghosting, but it's long. So buckle up.
I'm buckled.
Sisters. Ghosting story. Last winter, I went on three Hinge dates with this one girl. One day, she texted me at like 11 and asked if I wanted to come over and watch a movie. She mentioned snacks. This is important. I'm not completely stupid, so I assumed the invite meant not just a movie. But we hadn't even kissed at this point, and we barely touched. So I was kind of feeling like maybe it wasn't going anywhere, or she wasn't really into me. So I took the snack offer at face value. I said yes, walked over. I live in New York, so it's 15 minutes down the road. She met me on the corner. I could see her from a block away. She was like bopping up and down as she walked. And I hate to be that kind of person, but it gave me the ick. Then we got to her apartment, and there were no snacks. And she conveniently had chilled a bottle of white wine in the fridge. It was a setup. And then I opened it. I offered to open it. She said she insisted to do it herself. She would do this thing where she felt like she had to be the man. So a lot of the time, I feel like I was just kind of standing there while she did things for me. And she fumbled so hard with the corkscrew. It took her like 20 minutes to open it. And it was so awkward, but she wouldn't let me help. So I just stood there while she was like, I swear I'm usually better at this. We're about to get to the story. Then we went on her couch to watch a movie. And it was like Nicole Kidman, The Interpreter, which was horrible. That's a movie where she's like a terrorist or trying to catch a terrorist or something. The whole time the movie was on, I swear to you, she kept farting and they were so quiet so I couldn't hear them. But every 20 minutes I would smell one that was actually so unbearable. Not because of the smell, but it's not because of the smell really, but just because of the fact that she probably knew that I knew, but neither of us were acknowledging it while Nicole Kidman was on screen fighting terrorism or something. I don't know. Anyway, after the movie, I was like, I should probably go. And she was like, no, you should stay. It's really cold out. And it's late. Baby, it's cold outside. But I peeked into her room, and it was such a boy room, like no duvet or bed frame. I left and then slowly stopped responding to her text. I don't feel great about it. I do think about her every once in a while I have nothing else going on.
Oh,
he sounds like super unpleasant to me.
I'm sorry, Farty McFartpants is sitting inches away
from
you. And
she had gas.
Crop dusting for you, like during that horrible
I do
movie?
Feel like if you're hanging out with someone for one of the first times, like, and I feel like you gotta like do whatever it takes
okay,
to not
I
let that happen.
That
yes, yes.
Like you have to like go in the other room and be like, oh my God, like someone just died. Like I have to go.
Someone died in her colon, it seems.
I wasn't talking about the farting per se, just like the nitpicking on like her wanting to open the wine bottle and her bopping up and down.
He doesn't
and
seem
her
like
room.
A happy camper.
He okay, didn't. He
so
seemed. Yeah.
I'm so on his side, but yeah, I.
Yeah,
see
I'm
that.
Sure you were.
But he's. I guess
the
he's
farting
gonna
is.
Complain.
The farting was the end
yeah,
thing for me.
The farting
it's like,
is. That's yeah.
It's only
yeah.
you two in the room.
But what if it wasn't her? She wasn't making a sound.
You know, she's just like a drafty apartment coming from the sewer.
You of all people, you know. Smells come from all sorts of places.
Pardon?
Pardon, mom.
Pardon your thing. What is the meaning of this?
There's just like, it could have been geological.
Is there a fault line in New York City that I don't know about that's over a sulfur
hot
spring?
I mean, like things, like, you know how like things can just like come out of your apartment?
Do you think Alex's purse was sitting in there with her hard-boiled eggs and they were just getting
I mean, it could have been that kind of situation. I would...
Ew, stinky,
I think
stinky.
There's a likely scenario where it wasn't her farting because like that
I,
is way too
I
bold.
Disagree because I think she would have said then, oh my God, what
Start
is that,
that smell?
Right. Unless she thought it was him.
I bet she thought it was him, but she wanted
oh,
him
probably.
To stay. If that was me, I would have been like, sorry, I've been farting. Just to like clear the air.
Literally. You have to.
Yeah. You Wait, have no. to address the elephant in the room.
I have a question.
Yeah.
No, I can't ask that.
Ask it.
Just try.
Just like on a plane when someone like is obviously farting over and over and over again, like do you say out loud, like can whoever's farting, can you stop?
No.
That's bioterrorism to me. Because yeah. it's so like, you can't do anything. You're just sitting there and you're stuck. It's like literally being in an escape room, but you're in the air.
I just tell myself someone just cracked open an egg salad sandwich.
Alex and that, just started digging into
Yeah,
her.
It's just Alex and her hard-boiled eggs. It's no biggie.
Yeah. I don't know. So they probably feel trapped too.
Yeah.
You're right.
You do get really bad gas on the plane.
You bring up a great like counter argument. Yeah. I'm so against the farters. I hold it.
Think of how bad they feel.
It's so painful. It can be so painful.
I unplugged my mic.
That's fine. Hey, that's fine. Well, maybe while you plug your mic back in,
Got
I can
it.
Do another
Is
submission.
It working? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. This is my favorite one. This actually made me laugh out loud.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Okay. This is a hot take. It's literally fine that I, parentheses, 21-year-old female, and parentheses, am in heat for my professor, parentheses, 103-year-old male, and parentheses. I may or may not frequent his office hours. He no longer replies my emails. Parentheses, this also pairs nicely with the ghosting prompt, and parentheses, another parentheses. Also, due to his age, he may be in operation, so this really is a versatile answer, and parentheses. Wait, I just love 103
I
male.
Didn't listen to a word you said okay, after you said 103.
Challenging? Oh, okay.
No. I was thinking about the age.
So basically, yeah, her hot take was that it's completely fine, her 21-year-old female, him 103 male. Agree or disagree?
Whatever works for you.
Bill Belichick is doing it.
Who's that?
Should I start? I got to relate that to something else. He's like the coach of the Patriots, or was. Mm-hmm. And he's dating a 22-year-old?
How old is he?
70.
Well, he's not, they're not even dating.
There's no way that this professor's 103. That's a lie.
Do you think that's a stretch? Because you legally be...
I don't even think people like get that old.
Stand.
Besides your grandma.
No, someone was just 116. The question is, could they be an active professor? Yeah.
If they have tenure, I'm pretty sure they can be an active professor until they pass.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like a weird kink she has.
I can understand. I guess the phrasing in heat is a little tricky because I could understand her having romantic feelings like the way I had for Stephen King.
But she's saying she has a very sexual.
She's in heat.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
Well, you would kill him. You would kill
if
him.
If she acted on it.
If you acted on it.
Like that SNL skit. With Bill Hader in the chair.
Yes.
That's too good.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I also think that there's some sort of like very, very real dynamic between teachers and students where you're like, I am so attracted to this teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the teacher's like, I'm so attracted to this student. But the other way, it's like, I'm attracted to my teacher.
Yeah.
And then you see them out.
Supposed to be.
Power dynamic too.
And then you see them outside of school and you're like, oh, wait, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. You see them at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
Talk about ick.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that the same thing goes with coworkers. And someone actually wrote in, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find it fast enough, but someone wrote in and said, basically, her and her coworker, both married, hooked up with each other, broke up both their marriages, they're moving out of state together, and she's like, I actually don't even like him anymore.
Oh my God.
So I think it was the coworker thing.
It's the thing of like, you're not supposed to.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also it's the thing of like, have you ever in elementary school when you got a roll of like Smarties, you're like, I'm eating these right now. I'm so excited to eat these Smarties. But then if you were outside of school and someone offered you Smarties, and this is just an example that I had, I'd be like, I don't really want those right now. But in school, you're like, I'm going to eat this Dum Dum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the lack of options.
I think that's an excellent example.
It so much, you know, so it's like the lack of options when you're in an office, like this is the hottest person in this office. This coworker, and I'm gonna get him, you know? Versus like you see them out somewhere at a bar or something, you're like, ew.
That's why social media is so tough because people think the options are endless.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And instead, they don't just like settle for what's in front of them, which I would advocate for me. Someone
advocate for settling?
Yeah. Someone said, just like if I was in an office, which I do wanna be one day.
I know. We were actually talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I wanted to ask you. So I had a job before we started doing this. Like, I don't know what it is. What we're doing.
What?
Sorry, I don't know what it is, what we would call it. But like, you were a teacher. She never had the office experience. I was fully working in an office. You went straight into it.
Yeah, I worked in an office though for a little. I had a marketing internship. It is fun. I feel like, I don't know. There's a fun dynamic. Every day I miss
Damn,
it. But
guys.
Now I work like from home, obviously, and I wish that I had somewhere to go into to like separate like life, my life personally from like work, because I'm just like, even my podcast studios in my apartment, like what you guys hear, I'm like, this is like Universal Studios. When I was walking in here, I was like, this is really professional. All these big buildings out here, this is really cool.
Thank
you.
But all these, I don't have this many things going on for mine, which is probably why the production's not as good, but
no, it's
like in the corner of my room. So I do wish or aspire to one day have like an office where I can go in and do these things.
That's a real thing, because you can only go to so many coffee shops, and when you have to do what we're doing, like I'm not going to go record myself being like, hi guys, and I'm at a coffee shop. It's like, that's illegal kind of. So it's just like you need to get mm-hmm. you need to have somewhere to go. It's like nice to have a routine. Mm-hmm. I think for a while I didn't have this routine where it's like
yeah.
I lack, and then you don't have coworkers really, so like you don't have.
I went through the same thing this past year of like you don't have, you're your own boss, and that was hard for me to like comprehend because mm-hmm. I was just like I don't know, and then I was like oh shit, like I'm the only one that's going to tell myself to like do work, and it took me like 7 months until I was like okay, like we have to like get up and do shit right now, right. And now I love it, but it's just like a weird thing to comprehend because you don't like have to necessarily.
Yes,
it's you have to
but have accountability,
but without it you go like crazy. Like I don't know how people like don't do anything.
When I lived the first place I moved into post pandemic, when I moved back to LA, I moved in by myself, and there would be 3 days where I just didn't even talk to a person because I could totally do everything from home.
Yeah,
food. You know, I felt like a snake and in like an enclosure at like the reptile exhibit at a zoo. I'm like, I got everything I need right here. Why would I leave? And then I saw something or read something that was like, you don't have a traditional job, and unless you treat this like a traditional job, you know, book out your day, schedule your things, then you're not going to advance at all. Just like you yeah. would in your career. Like you have to set goals. You have to set KPIs, mm-hmm. you know, like per quarter, treat it like a job, put in the hours of work, and then you'll see. And that helped so much.
Yeah.
What are your KPIs? I
got into that mindset.
My KPIs
are...
And
what is the KPI?
Key performance indicator. And you set it to be like, this is where I want to be by the end of mm-hmm. January, February, March. At the end of March, I want to check in on my KPI, see if you made it or not. That's where like, if you're in an office, you'd go to your supervisor, like manager, and be like, okay, I accomplished these things here. And eventually you get a promotion. Mm-hmm. Can I get a promotion for myself? Mm-hmm. I don't know yet.
Keep going. I don't miss about an office though. The guy in the cubicle next to me was a chomper.
What's that?
A chomper on his snacks. And every day around lunchtime, like I was.
No, that's headphones in. No, that's really, really bad. My boss at my old job had the worst breath. She loved one-on-ones with me. Oh. She also pulled me aside one day and was like, she'd breathe.
Oh my God.
She pulled me aside one day and was like, it's so nice to have a work crush. It makes coming to work so much more fun. And I was like, we're in an office, like little room alone, and you're telling me how much fun you like to come to the office because you have a work crush, and telling me I should get one. I'm like, I feel like I could sue you.
Ooh, that's giving yeah. me like goosebumps in a bad way.
Yeah, it was really like, I was like, I don't want to, this is crazy that we spend so much time one-on-one and you have a work crush that you look forward to coming to the office mm-hmm. to see, but you spend most of your time with me.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I have a question. What's it like working with your sister?
Yep.
It's fun, but we're starting to get to the point where we're fighting a little bit, uh-huh. but like in a good way. But I feel like my dad and his brothers have their own company. So they have always, this will make sense in a minute. We grew up kind of going to these like meetings with them on like how to work with family mm-hmm. because working with family is like a little bit different, obviously, because you're like closer and you can fight and whatnot. And so now I'm working with my sister, and my dad's also our manager. So my dad has to like keep us check a lot of the times. And yeah, and it's obviously easier to be like moodier with each other.
Yeah.
And he had a check in with us recently and was like, you need to treat this like as a job. Like you can't be just like, you can have the moments where you're sisters, but then you need to like be good. But I mean, we're fine, but honestly I'm the problem because every time we set a time to podcast, I'm like, I change it mm-hmm. and she's like gets mad at me because she's in college right now, so she's like, Alex, like I have class, like I can't just do this whatever time. She also lives with like five other girls, so yeah. she's like, I can't do it when there's like a party in the house, right. and I'm not good at like sticking to a schedule.
Yeah,
so it is my fault. Well, but it's fun.
I wouldn't have a family anymore if we were.
I don't think I would either. Like, you're a really big person.
Do you guys have siblings?
Yeah, I have a younger sister and a younger brother. But
cute.
I did a podcast episode with my younger sister. So I did a podcast episode with my younger sister, and she's 8 years younger than me. So she's like, she's much younger.
Oh, sweet.
And the whole time I was like, why is she like talking like that? Like her voice, it was just like, what?
She was doing recording voice.
What is like going on with her voice? I listened back, indistinguishable from my voice. It was the exact same voice. And I was like, God, this is grating. Like, who wish she would cut it out? Same exact voice as me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So perfect. Love it.
I hate hearing my own voice. I can't. It's terrible.
Can you watch yourself?
No.
Really?
Like even the editor sending me podcast clip cutdowns, I struggle to watch it, and they're like, hey, like can you give us mm-hmm. the feedback? And I'm like, oh my God, like watching it, I'm just like, I hate myself.
Yes.
But
on the stand-up tour, like they're like, we recorded your set, and I'm like, I pay someone $20 to watch my set and tell me if it's good, because I can't. I'm like, I killed that. I watch one clip. I'm like, did I just hear someone, like an actual cricket? I thought I killed it the whole time. Yeah. I can't watch those, and that's really unfortunate, because, you know, I'm always like, I need to have two drinks and then I can watch my stand up set.
Yeah.
Horrible. Because as soon as you start recording, I recorded with my mom the other day, video, and I went from like having a conversation like this to like, I'm with my mom today. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is that voice that I do? Why do I keep going into blogger mode? I don't even talk like that.
I've been really, this past year, I've been really trying to sit myself down and get myself out of the, like, my friends would be like, my tone of voice changes a little bit.
Or it's like a little bit
more
voice.
Uppity, and I'm
Yeah. No, it's more like chipper.
Yeah, when they call on you in class.
Like, why am I, what am I so happy about?
You have a good, very casual conversational recording voice, I feel like.
Yeah.
When you're talking, I'm like, it's almost like you're talking, you're telling a story the whole time, obviously, but like,
yeah,
it's almost like you're just telling it to me.
I try.
Yeah, it's very good, obviously. Whereas I'm learning a lot, you know. I have to cut so much of my shit when I'm doing a story. I'm like, why did you tell them like 15, 18 seconds of stuff that is not even important?
Yeah.
That's how I am when I talk, though. Brooke will be
true.
Like this.
That's very true.
I'm like, that's such a good thing I have to tell you. And then I'll get to the end. She's like, okay, so you just wanted to say that last like 4 seconds.
Yeah, like the latter.
Hey, but that's
the latter.
That's the recipe for your success.
Well,
yeah.
Waiting.
In summary, I actually have never seen an episode of this podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Or I like can't watch. It makes me, gives me the shivers. But Constance, you want to do one last?
Okay, I'll just do a hot take.
Okay.
Hot take. I love getting into a hot parked car. It feels like being in the womb.
Ooh, that's a good hot take, because it's a hot take.
Yeah,
it's a hot take.
Literally.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. But
you
the thing,
love the feeling of
I
it.
I love the feeling.
Love the
I like
take.
Getting out of like a cold, like the cold mall, and your car is parked outside. You guys know malls,
no,
right?
No, but mm-hmm. I think what the hot take would be is that the car is hot from it being hot outside. So it's like you're coming
like
from the beach, and then you know when you have to like roll
that
down
sucks.
The windows right away.
Yeah,
and that's what they mean.
That sucks.
It's
that's
suffocating.
A hot take.
Like the womb, probably.
Well, they like it. They like getting into the
no,
hot
they
car.
Like
yeah,
they
which
like
is
it,
why it's a hot
which is
tape.
Good for
I think
that.
It's nice when you come out of a cold building and you get in your hot parked car.
Yeah.
But I have actually a hack for that.
Let us know.
If you open and you open all the windows and you open and shut the door a bunch of times, it like is like squeegeeing or those things. What's that thing called? this thing, like when you're, it's like got air in it and you got it.
Oh,
an accordion?
Kind of, in a way.
Wait, I'm sorry. What are you? Huh?
You squeeze it, and it's got air in it, and you push it. And
yeah,
it comes out
an accordion.
Accordion thing. What is it
seems like an old fashioned.
Oh, a bellow, of course.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't one of you say bellow in the beginning of this? No.
Bellow. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone did.
Bellow.
Wow. Kiss your brand. That was really good callback. Yeah, it's that thing. That's what I was talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
Wow, Izzy, well done.
And I remember because I remember being like, what battles. The fuck is a bellow?
Yeah. Well, I didn't, if we said it, it was an accident because I just learned that's what that's called.
But
I need one of those.
Have you ever
I
seen
kind of
one of those
too.
In real life?
No, but I'd like to.
I'd love to use it.
Yeah, let's get one for the set.
Yeah, I think
that. I want that and I want sea monkeys.
Yeah, we got to get some sea monkeys.
Yeah. Did you ever have sea monkeys?
No.
They're like a powder. That turned into like sea bugs.
But brine shrimp.
The things that grow?
They're like little tiny, there they are. They're like actual like creatures. But
no.
Freeze dried.
I thought that was a picture.
Freeze dried and they come alive? And they come alive?
Freeze dried creatures. Yeah. They were
so they're in an induced coma.
Yeah.
Day one.
I wonder if they're dreaming.
Did you hear that, Connor?
Sorry.
They're in an induced coma.
They are. Wait,
do you think you can freeze
maybe
dry?
Maybe we should powder ourselves.
Freeze dry. Maybe we should get
with Giorgio Armani Luminous Blush cover up.
Yeah.
Or do you think you're gonna get a pet with you have you're
I
your
wish,
family farm.
I wish I could get a dog, but I can't because right. I feel like I travel so much. Yeah. It would be a bad thing. But I'm trying to get my boyfriend to get one.
Yeah, Braxton could have the dog waiting for you at home.
That would
yeah.
be so nice.
I'm gonna kill myself. I need to stop saying that, but I like the fact that my dog is with my parents right now because I've been on tour and fully like my parents think that I'm gonna. Let them keep it. Like I think that they're like they think I'm soft launching him continuing his life with them, and I'm not. I'm gonna go get him.
Maybe you should be firm about that and kind of like just nip their
you know I
hope
went to
the
dog
bud.
Park with my Mimi, and one of the older women aging is a blessing at the dog park was like, oh, aren't you excited for Max to go home with your grandma? And I was like, what story are you, what narrative are you guys spreading at the dog park while I'm away?
So everyone thinks they're
good. Everyone thinks that he's moving it. And I'm getting rid of him. I'm not like that. No, Max is mine for life, for L.
I honestly, like, I have a vendetta against people who get animals and then give them away.
Me
like,
too.
I just don't understand, like, have one of you done this?
Not. I also have that.
And so I was lying.
Really, no. I also have that, and it was a really challenging experience. I got a Allison guinea pig. A guinea pig.
Oh, but that's
because
different.
I really wanted like
that's
a companion.
That's so different.
I wanted a companion, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready.
I know.
Them. And okay, then I had her for a year and a half, though. And she never like ever wanted to be picked up, and we mm-hmm. just never kind of connected. So now she lives in. With somebody who like really loves and cares for guinea pigs, and I got a cat, and we're
perfect.
Kind of more aligned. But I like really struggled.
Okay, but that's
because
different.
I also have that vendetta. But yeah, obviously that was very hard because I had that same experience. But it really like it was what was best for her and me because.
Okay. Well, under some circumstances, it's okay.
Yeah, but I agree with you completely. Like, I can't imagine ever giving away Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel. Terrible now.
No, don't. Because I also didn't need to say that because people are always like, "Where's Frankie? Where's Frankie?" Now you know.
she's one of them.
Better place.
Of my vendetta.
Physics.
She's in a better place.
Yeah.
She's not dead.
She's in a better
place. Okay. I think we're wrapping up, you guys.
Fun.
But Alex, Earl, thank you so much for gracing us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This
sorry for
so
hitting you
fun.
With my wand like 8 times.
No, sorry.
So, it's a new tick.
Sorry for. Shitting on you.
No. It's sometimes you need to be shit on.
obviously, everyone listened to Hot Mess. So stoked for
season two.
You and Ashton with yeah, season two. Season two with Ashton. I had it backwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yep.
sick. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks,
Alex.
So much
we
fun.
Love you.
It was so much fun. That was like I can't believe I looked over the clock and I was like, did we mess something up? We talked over.
Yeah.
That was easy.
I can keep going.
Time flies when you're having
fun.
Well, thanks for joining
Thank
Disney
you guys.
Channel.
And you're watching
Happy Halloween.
Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast featuring Alex Earle. Dunna, dunna.
Bye, guys.
Wait, sorry. That was Wait. Not it at all. Dun, 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 dun.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This week on Close Friends. I don't have much to do besides type.
Give me a break. My life is so hard. Like, I feel like I have a baby kicking inside.
Go to the doctor. I can take on bonus. Oh,
is that one of the things that blew you away, that boip?
Oh, I like your voice.
We should be together and it's doo-doo-ba-da-da.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.